The 18th century British artist William Hogarth was an influential painter and printmaker, best known today for his biting satirical prints. From the mid-1730s through the 1750s, Hogarth produced a prolific number of works of modern moral subjects. Contemporary moral progresses presented as a series of comic images, including The Harlot's Progress from 1732 and Marriage a la Mode from 1743 through 1745. Here, Professor of English Literature Laura Badeau and Curator of Academic Programs Colette Crossman discuss Hogarth's use of satire.
I'm Laura Badeau, and I'm a professor of English at Oberlin College. My particular field of study is 18th century British literature. Hogarth had a very productive relationship to 18th century British literature. His first big break as an artist came as a result of an oil painting he did of the final scene of John Gay's very popular play, The Beggar's Opera. Writers like Henry Fielding and Lawrence Stern drew from Hogarth's reputation as a great satirical painter and drew also from his skill as a comic moralist to legitimize and develop their new approaches to fiction. Hogarth provided illustrations for Lawrence Stern's Tristram Shandy. He also did illustrations for Richardson's Pamela. However, Richardson suspected that Hogarth was guilty of some irreverence towards his beloved heroine, Pamela, so he chose not to use them. Like Hogarth and his modern moral subjects, such as The Harlot's Progress, 18th century novelists like Fielding and Stern were interested in depicting scenes of contemporary life. These scenes would both entertain readers, but also engage them in self-conscious reflection about their own moral condition and their own participation in their social worlds. Hogarth gives students a sense of how the 18th century looked. We see what people wore, how a fashionable residence would be decorated. He takes students inside the less reputable London establishments like taverns, brothels, prisons, madhouses, places where both high and low-born would mingle. But Hogarth is also very useful for illustrating important cultural shifts in the 18th century. Marriage a la Mode depicts the arranged marriage between a bankrupt nobleman and the daughter of a wealthy merchant. So, for example, in Marriage a la Mode, Hogarth comments on the rise of a powerful merchant class and the increasing dependency of the aristocracy on this new class.
Hogarth was really aspiring to do these sorts of elevated moral, biblical, or historical subjects more than he was these satirical prints. But ironically, that's what we know him best for.
Well, I think it was really a style that he created.
Yeah, I think he's one of the first artists to really become successful at printmaking as a medium and to exploit that medium for profit and to reach a kind of middle class audience that artists hadn't been able to tap into before. So it's his printmaking and his genre of satire that's so new and innovative, not the history subjects, really.
And that's what makes it an interesting parallel for the novel. So not just in the fact that these are narratives, but also the kind of claim to novelty. And the basis for the claim to novelty for Hogarth's series, as was the case for 18th century writers, was that they were depicting contemporary life. So the combination of that sort of realism, but also with a strong didactic aim, is what Hogarth and these 18th century writers really shared. There are symbols to be unpacked, but I think the most important aspect of Hogarth's satire, and this is something he shares with 18th century satirists like Swift and Fielding, is that he's very interested in removing the viewer from any position of safe judgment. On the one hand, he encourages the viewer to feel a certain detachment from his or her life, which is, you know, an important aspect of satire, is to create that sense of detachment. But on the other hand, he's very interested in revealing the viewer's complicity in the scenes that they are viewing. So that this is very clear with Moll, in that the viewer's own desires for Moll complicates any attempt to pass judgment on her as a corrupt body. And that, so the making viewers aware of their kind of complicated viewing position is an important aspect of his satire.
Thank you for listening to this podcast, which was produced by the Allen Memorial Art Museum at Oberlin College. Be sure to check back for more additions to this series at our website.